Hey guys, you're listening to Goodbye Procrastination, Hello Productivity. I'm your host, Haley Noel, and this is your co-host,
Eva Garvan.
And in this week's episode, we're going to be talking about decluttering, and we're going to be going through a few topics such as clothing, books, and just stuff like that. I'm sorry if there's if you can hear a lot of wind. I'm outside, so there might be a lot of noise. But before we get on with the topic, Ava, how was your week?
It was good, Haley. How was yours?
Mine was good, too. And the spotlight of my week was that Ava and I went bike packing. So that was super fun. We had to survive on gas station food for a few days, but it was good. It was very fun.
Yes, and we did.
I do it again? It absolutely. Awesome. I would.
Yeah, and even the gas station food was the best, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, the tornadoes. Oh, they were so good though.
They were amazing. In that cooler.
The cooler. We were so hot. That cooler felt so good.
Yes, it did.
And so we were actually going to do something during the week from the last episode that we learned about in the morning routine episode. We were going to include something in our morning. So, Ava, what did you do?
Sorry, can you pause it? Logan's being stupid.
Sorry about that. We got cut off. But so Ava, what did you do during the week? What did you include into your morning?
I've been getting up a lot earlier than I usually do.
Yeah, me too. I've been going to bed earlier. I would usually go to bed at 11:30, but lately I've only been going to bed at 11. And yeah, I've been waking up a lot earlier. Yesterday morning I woke up at 6:45, but this morning I wasn't feeling so good, so I woke up at 8, but it's okay.
it's still early to some people, it's fine.
Yeah, it's still pretty early. Another really nice thing that happened this week was I got matcha. And it's so good. I'm, obsessed with matcha now.
Yeah, Haley, she kind of got me onto it, too. And it's delicious. And my cat likes it. Yeah.
I still think that's really weird, though.
I looked it up, and in Japan, people actually, feed their dogs and cats matcha.
Well, I mean, it is, really good for you. And also that's also something that I wanted to say in the podcast too. I've been trying to become that girl, and so I've been determined to be that girl. If you guys don't know what that girl is, it's a girl that is first of all, she loves the color green. So she loves matcha, she loves to eat healthy, and she always is productive, and she likes to, wake up early, work out. She loves nature and stuff. So yeah, I've been really trying to be that girl lately, and I think I've been doing pretty good with it. I mean, it's still kind of a work in progress because now school started and I just haven't, completely gotten into the flow of things, if you know what I mean. So, but I'm trying at least.
And you've been doing very good from what I can see.
Thank you, Ava. And actually, I was doing school today, and I still haven't finished because I found out that I have to do a lot more than I thought I did, and I wasn't feeling the best today. So then I was I couldn't concentrate very well and stuff. So I'm just trying to get there. But yeah. So, I guess let's just jump right into the topic of decluttering. But, So, Ava, do you think that your room is, like, really cluttered?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, decluttering and organizing are not the same thing. But there will be a future episode on organizing. But decluttering is basically, like, cleaning up your space and, like, making it look neater.
Oh, yeah, but, like, what if you're, like, sentimental about your stuff? And it's, like, you don't want a cluttered room, but everything you own is, like, sentimental to you for some reason. Like, then what do you
do?
Well,
then, like, put it, I want to say organize. Organize it into, like, a way that looks neat. But, I mean, you can still have everything out, but, like, make it look neat.
I've tried that, and I've tried.
Well, I guess you'll get some tips today. And I think, I've said this before. If you, like, make your bed, it, like, brings your whole room together, and it makes you, your day feel so much better.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm just... So, if you make your bed, your day will feel a lot better, and your room will feel a lot neater, even though it might not be, but it'll still feel that way.
If I ever want to live, and if I'm ever going to end up living in a tiny house or a van, I'm going to have to learn to stop being so sentimental.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Like, for example, this rock that I found on our trip that has a painted little frog on it. Like, I don't... Why? Why?
Why? Well, I think it's because of... I mean, the rock isn't sentimental, but the experience is.
But I relate the rock to the experience, so therefore I have a rock just sitting on my nightstand.
Exactly. So I would say I'm... My room is not cluttered. I mean, it's not, like, the most organized, but it's not bad, for sure. Like, I do clean my room every day, and it's usually, like, pretty clean. But, I mean, of course, we all have room for improvement. So, yeah. So, but, yeah, today, let's just get on with the topic. To declutter clothes and, like, get rid of clothes. I'm sorry about this noise. I'm outside. But to like, declutter clothes and get rid of clothes, I would use the Marie Kondo way. And I've used that way before. So, what you do is you get all of your clothes, like, all of them. Like, from your closet, from your dresser, everything. And pile it on your bed. Go through everything one by one, and if it sparks joy, like really sparks joy, if it's like sentimental and you just can't get rid of it, then don't, and you know, keep it. But if it's like, if it doesn't spark joy and it it doesn't, like, either fit you anymore or anything like that, then you can just thank it for being there, you can, like, thank it for the time that you had it and the time that you've worn it before, and then you can get rid of it, and that way, you know, you'll get rid of it with a clean mind, if you know what I mean. Ava, hold on. 1 second. Okay, go ahead.
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
Oh, I just couldn't hear you for a second. But, yeah, so make sure it sparks joy, and, yeah. So that's... Well, yeah, you're supposed to thank it before you get rid of it, just so then you can, like, appreciate it a little more before you get rid of it. But then again, if you don't like it anymore, then you don't have to keep it. But thanking it just, like, Yeah.
I've never heard that before,
If you're interested in the Marie Kondo way, you should have watched her Netflix show, Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. And it just also gives you a bunch of tips on, you know, decluttering, organizing, and all of that. And if something doesn't fit you anymore, and if it's, like, too small, and if you're, like, trying to get back to that, to, you know, being able to wear it, then, honestly, I would say get rid of it, because when you can wear that size again, you'll want to go, like, get new clothes, and, you know, it'll be more exciting, if you know what I mean. Oops. Okay. Ava, what do you think?
We're recording right now, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, about decluttering?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's definitely harder for some people than others. I tried to declutter my room, like, a lot. Like I said, I have a hard time getting rid of, I don't know, everything has like a little sentimental value to it, but, like clothes are the easiest thing to get rid of.
Yeah.
If you haven't worn it in a long time, and it's just like casual clothing, just get rid of it.
Yeah.
You're not gonna wear it, you're gonna tell yourself you're gonna wear it, but you ain't gonna, so.
Right. Yeah. And also, I also was listening to a different podcast about decluttering, and she said that something that you can do to know if you're wearing that thing or not is put the hanger, or like put it on the hanger, but put it like backwards on the hanger. Not backwards, but like facing the other way that you would usually put it. That way, when you take it off of the hanger, you can put it the regular way, and then after, like, I don't know, a few months or something, you can go back and see what's still turned the wrong way, and then you'll know. Sorry, it's a plane. Hold on. Okay, sorry, that was really loud. But yeah, if you turn it like one way, and then after a few months, what you have worn will be turned the other way on the hanger. That way you can know what you actually wear and what you don't wear. And then you can get rid of some of the stuff that was still turned the original way that you put it. Does that make sense? Okay, we'll be right back. I have to fix the audio for Ava because she's a little quiet, so I have to fix it 1 second. All right, guys, we're back. Sorry, I had to fix the connection with Ava. I think we already went over the hanger thing. Now I guess we can move on to books. So in my opinion, if you don't read the books or like use them, like if they were like homeschooling books or something, but you had already like, I don't know who would do this, but if you kept the books that you had from the year before in school or whatever, and you don't use them anymore, then why even have them? So get rid of them. Or if you were like teaching someone how to do something, but then they like, you know, they learned everything, and you don't like teach anymore, then why do you still have the books? You understand?
Yeah.
And so if you like never use them, and you like it's something that you used to do, but you haven't used them in, like, years or months or anything, then, you know, get rid of them, because what purpose do they have being there? If you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, do, if they... Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just agreeing with you, because books take up a lot of space.
Yeah, they do. And, like... if you don't use them anymore, for sure get rid of them. If you have a sentimental book or a few sentimental books, I would say if they really mean a lot to you, then keep them, just because it has a place in your heart. But I mean, I know a lot of people have like hundreds of books that they don't use, or like just, yeah, they don't really use and don't have a need to keep them, but they keep them anyway. I would say just get rid of what you don't need, and then honestly your space will be so much cleaner, because it'll look so much cleaner, because you won't have those books piling on top of each other, like, you know, when you have books going one way and then books laying on top of them, it looks mm-hmm. really, really bad. So yeah. I would say for sure do that. And then also I wanted to talk about like papers, just papers everywhere. You know, how if you like write something down, and then you save it on, like, if you write like a phone number down, and then you save it on your phone and you still have that paper and it's just laying around, why do you need to keep it? Because you already have the information. Also, like, school papers, like, if you print out something for school and then do the assignment, you know, turn it in, then I remember I would keep those, and it would just get so cluttered. And yeah, so if you have like school papers that you don't actually need anymore, just throw them away, because then they'll just like create a whole entire mess in your closet. Ava, can you talk a little, because I can't hear you right now. All right, once again, we'll be right back. I can't hear Ava again. Okay, we got it working. Sorry about that. And then I also heard on another podcast, kids' toys, if they have a lot of toys and they don't use them, to like put like half of them away somewhere, and then they'll like start asking for them, and whatever toys they don't ask for, they probably don't miss them and they probably won't want to keep them.
You should do that with Cozy.
Yeah, and also if you store it like a few away and then they like get bored of the ones that you didn't store up, then you can switch, so then it feels like they have new toys, but they are just their old toys that they haven't played with in a while.
It's not a bad idea. Have you ever done that to Cozy?
I haven't. No, I might have actually a few times, but I haven't like stored like half of hers away. And I think that I have for sure done this. I've gotten rid of like a few of her toys, just while she wasn't like looking, just because it was so cluttered. No, while she wasn't looking, because it was so cluttered and she never played with them anyway, so why keep them? And then she'd never ask for them again.
Yeah. Poor pussy.
No, but I mean, if your kids or siblings are older, than like 4 or something, and they are not so sentimental of their, of their toys, then I would say try to like do it with them, just so then it could be like a fun thing, and like you can tell them like other kids will like these toys too, like a lot better. And then maybe that'll motivate them to want to get rid of them, so then other toys can, or other kids can play with them.
Is that what happened to George?
No, of course not. Of course not.
I know.
Oh my goodness, Ava.
I got Cozy a little stuffed animal, and it came up missing.
Yeah, she got her a little Curious George stuffed animal, and then I don't know where it went, and it was really sad, and we tried to look, and I couldn't find it,
I'm gonna get her a new one, and we're just gonna say that we found it.
Ava, I don't know if she would really believe that.
Yes, she would. I found it under a pillow or something. I mean, I don't know. She's four.
Okay. You think under she's a lot dumber than she is. All right. What else should we talk about decluttering? Maybe we should...
Oh, bathroom stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I have, like, a whole drawer full of, like, stuff for my hair and face that I never use. I mean,
if you get a product that, you know, you think might, like, help with, like, I don't know, like, if you get, like, a skincare product and it just burns your face or, like, doesn't work for you or something, don't keep it because you know you're never going to use it, and then it's just going to get all cluttered up in one drawer, and then it's going to just stay there forever. Until you actually get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, and then curling irons, too. Like, if you use the same curling iron for, like every day, and then you, but then you, like, keep, like, 50 of them, but you only use one, then what is the point of having all those other ones?
Yeah.
So Ava, what do you have that's cluttered?
Let me think. Okay, so I have a lot of anything that anybody has gifted me, I can't get rid of, even since I was little. So my closet is like full of just stuff that I don't necessarily love like that much, but I feel obligated to keep it because somebody spent money to give it to me, you know.
I understand that, but if it's like 5 years ago or like years ago, then like, I mean, I don't think that they would really mind you getting rid of it.
What if they asked me?
If it was years ago, they probably forgot about it by now.
Yeah, it's mostly old people too. No.
I mean, right. I would say, I mean, if it gets your closet like really cluttered and you don't even use it, then I guess why keep it? But I mean, sometimes I feel the same way. But you know, I think that maybe like get rid of the stuff that you don't like necessarily love, and that people that weren't as close to you gave you, but like if they were like, if the stuff means stuff to you, Ava, if it means
stuff,
if it means stuff to you, then I would say keep it. But you know, I don't think that they would mind if you got rid of it because you didn't necessarily love it, like, you know, you get it.
Yeah. One gift I'll never get rid of.
What?
My water bottle that somebody very amazing gave to me that I drink matcha out of now because it makes me feel cool.
I gave her that water bottle.
What? What'd you say?
I just said that I gave you that water bottle. So that'll probably conclude the podcast for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, please follow us on Spotify. And
next week we're gonna have both of our brothers come on.
Yeah, next week will be very interesting. So I hope you guys enjoy that too. And if you hear Ava like offend me in some way, just know that she's joking because we are like,
oh, what I say?
We're best friends. I don't know. Just sometimes you just say like stuff that other people could think that you're offending me of, but you're not. But just letting you guys know that she's not offending me. She loves me, and that's why she says anything. Okay?
Haley, give me an example. What did I say?
You haven't said anything yet, Ava.
Oh, okay. But yeah. So if I haven't said anything yet.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We'll talk to you guys next week. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo.